It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In France, the traditional August vacation is being followed by another French ritual, the strike. Large crowds are taking to the streets today to protest President Nicolas Sarkozy's plans to raise the retirement age from 60 to 62. Sarkozy says the retirement reform is crucial, but union leaders are counting on the demonstrations to deal a political blow to the French president. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
Paris streets were already snarled with traffic this morning, even though the official demonstrations don't begin until later this afternoon. Down in the metro, the platform was crowded as Parisians did their best to make it into work with half the usual subway and commuter trains running. But despite all the inconveniences, 73% of the French support the strikers. 50-year-old Daniel Melon is one of them.
I think we can reform the system, but in another way, because the reform is not well built. So I think it's good to make a strike today.
27-year-old architect Sébastien Compère left 2 hours earlier to get to work. He supports the retirement reform.
We know we're going to have to work longer, and there's no more money. But people are against the government right now, so they're in the mood to support the strikers.
Unions held one strike against raising the retirement age in June, but they're banking on Sarkozy's increasing unpopularity due to summer scandals for a bigger turnout today. In the back of everyone's mind is the fall of 1995, when 4 weeks of unrelenting strikes destroyed the retirement reform plans of then-President Jacques Chirac. Sarkozy says his government will make some concessions for dangerous and physically demanding jobs, but everyone else will have to work until 62. Party spokesman Jean-François Copé says it's the only way to save the country's pay-as-you-go pension system.
France is not an island. We have to look at what's happening in other European countries. Spain has raised the retirement age to 65, the Netherlands to 67. How is it that we French think we're not concerned by all this?
With France's neighbors already reforming their pension systems, critics wonder why it is so difficult to do it here. Philippe Chalmin is a professor of economic history at the University of Paris-Dauphine. He says the French are victims of the success of their social welfare system.
French people have been accustomed to being taken care of by the French state. It's very, very difficult in France to be able to propose any kind of new reform. The usual answer from unions is a general strike like the one we are having today.
While half the country does support pension reform, Sarkozy's personal approval ratings have never been lower. Anne-Elisabeth Moutet, a French columnist with the British newspaper The Sunday Telegraph, says that has given the unions huge momentum. Even those who voted for Sarkozy are disappointed, she says.
The French trusted him to push through reforms that previous presidents did not dare push through. But in many ways, he squandered the credit he had right at the beginning. Add to this that his popularity has gone down steadily. He has been defined as the man who is tied to the rich, and he has squandered political credit.
Sarkozy has recently come under attack from the left for his hard tactics against France's immigrant population. But the biggest threat to his retirement reform comes from a summer scandal tying him to illegal campaign contributions from the 87-year-old billionaire heiress to the L'Oreal cosmetics fortune. And unions are counting on the growing public outrage against Sarkozy to defeat his pension reform plans. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.